speaking of very fancy productions, Robert Daniel is here. He is gallery coordinator of the Low Mill, and there are some wonderful things there for you to see up for several more weeks. Robert, I want to welcome you to WLRH. Yes, sir. Thank you for being here today. I was lucky enough to see you just the other day and have a sneak peek at Andy Wynn's remarkable work, and I've followed his work for some time. That would be in the North Wing Gallery, right there by Alchemy Lounge, and right there close to Susie's Pops. And so you can have treats and see yourself a remarkable treat of the work of Andy Wynn. How long have we known Andy? Seems like he's always been around.
He has always been around since I've been back for the past 12 years. He was one of our original third floor tenants when we first built out the third floor. So we've had a very good relationship with Andy over the years, both Low Mill has and both myself personally.
Yes, indeed. I'm very fond of Andy. I may sound a little biased in this interview. I hope not, because I want to give everybody fair airtime here with all these wonderful artists that you have. But indeed, I do remember Andy's third floor studio and the picture of Matt Bakula is the evil dragonfly and Sasha sleeping. And then I remember that huge picture of Andy and Ashley Vaughn coming over the mountainside with the apples and all the texture. And this is going to sound kind of weird, but I remember these paintings so well that Andy Wynn did. And I remember how many of us he's painted, including myself and my husband. So I'm kind of, you can see where I'm a little attached. So, I've just followed his work for some time. And I think that what's remarkable about Andy, not only that he's just a master painter, but his incredible changes throughout and the changes that he makes going into the every show. He just does something different every time, and it's all consistent with the work that he puts out for the actual shows. It all goes together, but just every show just continues to surprise me because of the remarkable changes that he does. What has been your favorite thing that Andy's worked on so far?
Over the entire course?
Yeah.
Well, when I bought a house in 2011, I bought one of Andy's paintings specifically to go in my front room.
Yeah.
And I've since moved, and now it is still in my front room, but that painting in particular that I bought for that house is still my favorite painting of Andy's. But I like all of his stuff so much. And like you said, he changes constantly because he is an artist that continually pushes himself to do something different and to explore different avenues and to really challenge himself. And boy, it really comes through in his work. I'm so impressed every time I see him have a show or see what he's working on, because it's what he's able to do with paint is just amazing.
It's incredible. It's just incredible. He's like the style of the old masters in Andy's take on it, and it's quite amazing to behold. I want to move on to the next artist and tell you what's going on with that. But no, go ahead. But
before you do, speaking of Andy, he'll be talking about his work and his show this Saturday at 4 p.m. in the North Gallery. So to meet Andy and see him around all these incredible paintings, talking about how he makes these paintings, just come to Low Mill this Saturday at 4 p.m. to the North Gallery, and he'll be doing an artist talk.
Fantastic, fantastic. Andy Wynn, verging on the metaphysical in his thought and in his work. Quite something to see. And that's at the North Wing of the Low Mill, going on for a while. You'll be lucky enough to see those paintings. My guest is Robert Daniel. He is gallery coordinator of the Low Mill, also a very fine artist himself. Robert, who would be our next person on the list here? I am acquainted with Heather Baumbach, but I believe she's pushing some boundaries here as well in this next selection of work that you have up at the Mill.
Oh, yes. Speaking of challenging yourself as an artist, Heather, I'm just really impressed with her show. She is a Low Mill artist, and I've seen her studio work since she's been there. She was one of our original North Floor tenants, so she's been there a few years. But for this show, she really got out of her comfort zone and really pushed herself, and I think the work shows. I think it's just an incredible show. And it's at the on the Ramp Gallery on the first floor. Mm-hmm. So you could come by and see that one, and just it really works. It's this whole wall of houses, and it's like she's created this whole village of independent paintings, which are unique, but they all go together.
Hmm. Fantastic. Speaking of which, I haven't really gone over this question. Maybe I asked this of Amy a few months back when there was another show, but when you're putting these things together and selecting work, selecting these six different artists and the six different shows that go up each time the Art After Hours rolls around, do you have a connecting theme with all of this? Or it does? I know it's really hard to schedule lots of people together. Is it mainly based on how many people can come at this time? Or do you have a connecting theme throughout the work that sort of ties it together?
Well, I can't take credit for this round, especially because Amy did book this one. Mm-hmm. But I think she kept in mind, and I keep in mind, we want to have something that's a little bit different. We wouldn't have two artists that are too similar in the same show, so that you get a really good mix. That's why it's important to go to all the galleries, because you're going to see different things in each gallery. You know, what's on the third floor is going to be completely different from what's on the first floor, and you get a wonderful array of art. So I think the diversity is something that she and I like to focus on to give the viewer, you know, just the best experience possible. Mm,
makes sense. And the surprise element is always really good. Robert, if you will, tell me about Larry Allen and where he's from and a little bit about his work.
Well, Larry is from the Birmingham area, and I just had the pleasure of meeting him for the first time. Although he's not new to Huntsville, I know he's done Montesano Art Show before, and he was at our Cigar Box Festival last year. Mm-hmm. He is just a wonderful potter. He does beautiful... They're pieces of art, but you could also use them,
wow,
you know, so
cool.
Bowls and vases and mugs, and just he's got this really very excellent color palette that I really, really like. Mm. And it's just very, very skilled work.
So functional and beautiful items at the same time, the work of Larry Allen on view now at the Low Mill. We have next Martha Beadle, B-E-A-D-L-E. And you were telling me some really interesting things about Martha's work just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, Martha is from the Florence area, and I wasn't familiar with her work, but she does these, she works with textiles and sewing pieces together, and I guess they would still be called collage if they're pieces that you sew together rather than assemble together in another way. But they're wonderful works. They're all hanging works, and it's very fun. It's very unique. I haven't seen anything quite like it at the Mill before. And she is in our first floor West gallery.
The little tiny one that's in the corner where the secret door.
Yes,
is.
The little tiny one that I love. That's one of my favorite galleries.
That is a beautiful gallery.
Lots of times people come across it unawares, and it's like you're discovering this wonderful little area of art, and it's just always so amazing, and Martha's show just fits well in that space.
It is a beautiful space. I've seen some amazing shows there. Martha Beadle works with a needle. So fantastic people from other places. We have also Melanie O'Keefe on our list, and she's from where?
The Birmingham area.
Birmingham. There's just an absolutely wonderful community of artists in Birmingham, been that way for a long time. I know we've got some new names and faces in there. I don't recognize Melanie, but back in the day, it was years and years ago that I lived there, and Birmingham is just a perfect place for an artist community to sprout, as is Huntsville in different ways. Tell me a little bit about Melanie's work. I think her work is featured on the poster here.
Yes, her work is on the poster, and she's an amazing woman. She does these landscape paintings that are so detailed. It's just amazing detail. It makes you think that you are in this environment.
Wow.
She creates this entire environment where everything is just meticulously noted, you know, and just wonderful use of light to create mood, and she can create a whole feeling and a whole setting in a painting that's just astounding.
Beautiful. Well, the picture on the poster here for Art After Hours at the Low Mill, which is what we're talking about, featuring six artists, some of them, most of them, I guess all of them from Alabama, different places in Alabama, some from right here at the Low Mill, on view for you for the next few weeks. The poster is absolutely gorgeous. It is like a view of a lake with the moon shining on the lake and then the stars behind. It looks real. It does look like you could be there.
And Melanie,
looking at that picture.
We're working on getting Melanie to do a workshop, a paid workshop.
Oh.
That's something that we're really pressing. I believe Andy is going to do a paid artist talk demo where mm-hmm. he explores color theory. But Melanie, if we can make it happen, I'm sure we can. It'll probably be for May 5th, which is a Saturday. And she will talk about how to paint water.
Wow.
And possibly how to paint trees. So hers will be a workshop. So keep your eye out for the Low Mill website, and I'm just waiting to get some definite things, and then we'll put it up, and you'll be able to sign up online and register for the class.
Fantastic. Of course, always a good idea to keep your eye on that Low Mill website, because lots and lots of things are always going on there. Music, art classes, ways to entertain yourself and your family. It's just an amazing, amazing amount of offerings that are there, and that would be lowmill.net. That's the address to go to find out all of the many things that are going on there. Finally, we have, last but not least, Star Weems, who I believe is from Athens,
that's
Alabama,
correct.
And she's visited the mill before. If you'll refresh my memory on what Star's work is all about, I know I've seen it before.
Well, Star does really vivid colors. When I think of her, this is her third show at Low Mill. When I think of her, that's the first thing that I think of when I think of her work. And this is a little bit, she explored something a little bit different too. She challenged herself for this show as well.
Mm-hmm.
She depicted every week of the Jewish calendar.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So each week has a corresponding story or text that goes with it, and she illustrated all 50 of these.
Wow.
And all 50 of them are up.
That is amazing. Of course, the Hebrew calendar being a little bit different from the regular old Gregorian calendar. It has 50 weeks in it. We were just researching that online to sort of double check our facts there. But yes, indeed, that is a very ambitious and fascinating project. Lots of ambitious artists down there at the mill really challenging themselves in these big projects, including yourself, I might add, with the one painting a day for 365 days. I hope you're taking a break from all that for a little while and getting recovered from that very, very ambitious project.
Yes, yes, taking a little break, but I'm ready to get back.
There you go. Very good, very good. Well, seeing all of these fine works of all these amazing artists is very inspiring to other artists. I hope everyone, even if you're not an artist, even if you don't know anything about art, come out and check it out, because there is something for everyone here at the Low Mill, where our minds are set right now. And wandering the halls is just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And there's nothing quite like it, nothing quite like it at all. Robert, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this particular collection?
Well, we're trying on a regular basis to get these artists to do artist talks. And I think they're really good opportunities for both artists and people who know nothing about art to mm-hmm. be able to learn something, because hearing the artist talk about their work while their work is there is just the best opportunity. And sometimes during reception night, you don't really get to have that because everybody's mingling and you don't really get to talk about technique or the stories behind the pieces or why they did this or why they did that,
right,
which is something that everybody can enjoy. And I'm trying to book those for Saturdays at 4 p.m. So hopefully almost every Saturday we'll have one of these artist talks from a different artist from the gallery show runs.
Wonderful. That's a great time, too, because you're just getting ready for dinner on Saturday, and you can come have a wonderful art experience and listen to how artists put work together. If there's one you're particularly interested in, that's a great time to make contact with them. I know that Andy is, of course, a very serious artist, but he's also very funny, and that should be a real fun talk
to
go to, because his sense of humor is so great. Well, Robert, I thank you for coming by and sharing all of this with us, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Beth.
Absolutely. My pleasure. That's Robert Daniel, Gallery Coordinator of the Low Mill. And again, to find out more about all the wonderful things that are happening there in that amazing, amazing place, you may visit lowmill.net.